Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
President Donald Trump is focusing on so many different areas and just taking the bull by the horns. Obviously, he's learned how to do it over the years because he's managing, you know, a multi-billion dollar industry and company across the world. And he's able to handle different, that's obviously an anointing, a gift to be able to do something like that. And some people can only manage one thing at a time, but we can't talk about that. But it's very important what they do, right?
He knows how to get things done. And
the president. Anyway, the president.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, so, but yeah, so he's actually focusing on STEM, which stands for, you'll hear it quite often, you'll hear it talked about, so you know we're learning as well, too. It's an acronym standing for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And they're really wanting to focus to get people in there, but also to get women involved in that industry. It's a higher paying industry. There's a movie, I haven't seen the movie, but it's a historical evidentiary movie about going into space and the rockets that is actually was like three or four African-American women who were gifted in the area of mathematics that calculated with a pencil and paper, go figure, right? This generation don't know about that. How to get the trajectory for rocket to be able to make it back to Earth. It's just a powerful thing. And so they're focusing on it. So our president, and I want you to remember this. Remember Galatians 3:28. You can see this right now. This is very important for us to remember as Christians, because historically so many folks have oppressed women and oppressed other folks and whatever. But as Christians, you know, Jesus, we're told in the Word of God, as Paul's writing in the book of Galatians, who was writing the book of Galatians, that there is neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So if you're getting a job, she should get a job too. If you have access as a male to science and technology and engineering and mathematics, you know, if we're moving in the spirit of Christ, we want to make sure everybody has a fair chance and a fair opportunity. As a matter of fact, our president is standing up for women's rights in this area. It's signing an executive order. As a matter of fact, let's go there now, the White House.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate your being here. We have a number of bills that we're signing and things that we're doing today. It was a busy day, and then I guess tonight will be a rather busy night. We look forward to it. I want to thank Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who's been a tremendous friend to a lot of people. He's done an amazing job. And Kevin, I want to thank you for being here. Very much appreciated. You had so much to do with this. I also want to thank everyone else who's with us today. In fact, I have some names, and I'll read some of them off because not everybody knows everybody. But you have Leader McCarthy, Representative Barbara Comstock, Lamar Smith. Thank you, Lamar, very much. I appreciate it. Joni Ernst, who's been a terrific, terrific senator, very talented woman,
and a very good military
person. And Deb Fisher, thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We also have Senator Barrasso and Senator Bozeman. Joni, we said hello. Deb, we said hello. Heidi Heitkamp, thank you, Heidi. Senator Jim Inhofe, Senator Pat Roberts, Senator Dan Sullivan, Representative Bob Gibbs, Bill Schuster, and Representative Lamar Smith. We really appreciate you being here. And of course, we have our new SBA director, Linda McMahon, and Secretary DeVos. So we have a lot of great talent. Today, I'm signing two bills that promote women entering and leading the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math. Currently, only one in four women who gets a STEM degree is working in a STEM job, which is not fair, and it's not even smart for the people that aren't taking advantage of it. It's unacceptable that we have so many American women who have these degrees, but yet are not being employed in these fields. So I think that's going to change. It's going to change very rapidly. Protecting women with STEM degrees and all Americans with STEM degrees, very important. But it also means you have to crack down on offshoring, because the offshoring is it's a tremendous problem that displaces many of our best American workers and brains, the brain power. So I just want to thank you all for being here, Vice President Pence, always felt very, very strongly about this issue and many others, and I appreciate, Mike, I appreciate that very much. And I'm going to sign this right now, and I want to congratulate everybody in the room. And we have to sign it today. I know we have a lot of things coming on later on, but if we don't sign this one and the next one today, we have to start the process all over again, Joni, right?
Yes, yes.
I think that's not good. So that's why we're here. Okay, well, thank you very much. And you can... We look forward to it. We look forward to it.
Okay.
Did you pull the talking sheet out?
Yeah, I have it in here. Okay, I think we all know what this is. Even though somebody took my notes, it makes no difference.
That's the second bill you just read. We're going to do it.
It really makes no difference. But this is the second bill that we're signing, and that's the H.R. 321, the Inspire Women Act. Ensures that the existing NASA programs recruit women to STEM-related jobs and aerospace careers. Great. It's really, we're going to go very heavy into the whole NASA situation. So women will be a big, big part of it. H.R. 255, the Promoting Women in Entrepreneurship Act, enables the National Science Foundation to support women inventors, of which there are many, researchers and scientists, and bringing their discoveries to the business world, championing science and entrepreneurship, and creating new ways to improve people's lives. So important. We need policies that help support women in the workforce, and that's really very much going to be addressed by my administration over the years. I'm going to get more and more of these bills coming out and address the barriers faced by female entrepreneurs and those in STEM fields. We want American women who graduate from college with STEM degrees to be able to get STEM jobs that can support their families and help these American women to live out the American dream, which they are so qualified to live out. So, again, I want to thank you all for being here. Fantastic. This is so important. Thank you all for being here very much. Thank you, folks. Thank you all very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
That's so exciting to see what's taking place.
Yes.
You know, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's important because the first thing you think of when you hear STEM, you think of stem cell research. You think
Which
about
is not the same thing.
You know, taking the umbilical cords from babies and taking the cells out, you know, that kind of thing. This is not that. This is about science, technology, education, and mathematics. And you're looking at the contribution women have given, you know, for years in our country, and they deserve equal chances like everybody.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.